This audio is brought to you by Fire Rescue Classifieds. Today, we're going to walk through a clear and practical explanation of the Bushfire Attack Level System, or BAL, which is the framework used across Australia to measure how exposed a home is to bushfire danger. Whether you're a homeowner, a student, or simply someone living in the Australian bush, understanding BAL ratings is one of the most important steps you can take to prepare for fire seasons that are becoming longer, hotter, and more unpredictable. A BAL rating is not just a number. It's a scientific estimate of how much radiant heat, ember attack, or direct flame your home might face during a bushfire. The rating is based on things like vegetation type, slope, distance from fuel sources, and how fire typically behaves in your region. The BAL scale has 6 levels: BAL low, BAL 12.5, BAL 19, BAL 29, BAL 40, and BALFZ, which stands for flame zone. As the number rises, so does the predicted fire intensity. Let's begin with BAL low. This is the lowest rating and suggests minimal exposure to radiant heat and direct flame. But BAL low does not mean no risk. Embers can still travel kilometers ahead of a fire, and even light debris in your gutters or around your yard can ignite under the right conditions. BAL low requires no special construction under the building standards, but practical households still keep gutters clear, manage vegetation, and maintain a simple fire plan. Think of BAL low as living in a safer area, but not a risk-free one. Moving up a level, we come to BAL 12.5. At this point, ember attack becomes the main threat. Ember attack is actually responsible for most house losses in major bushfires. Embers can lodge in roof cavities, land in gutters, or ignite timber decks. Because of that, BAL 12.5 requires basic upgrades, such as metal mesh screens on windows, well-sealed gaps, safer decking materials, and clean roofing areas. Many homes on the urban fringe, or in lightly vegetated rural areas, fall into this category. For families and younger residents, the key takeaway is that embers, not flames, are usually the first danger. BAL 19 introduces moderate risk. Now, radiant heat is strong enough to damage or ignite materials more easily. Construction standards become stricter, upgraded windows, tougher external walls. BAL rated doors, and ember-proof ventilation. At this level, a household needs a proper bushfire plan, not just a general idea. A fire kit should be prepared, evacuation routes should be known, and communication plans should be established. For young people, this is usually the first level where they begin to understand that bushfire readiness is a shared family responsibility. Next, we shift to BAL 29, which represents high bushfire exposure. This is a significant jump in risk. Radiant heat is intense, ember attack is heavy, and flame contact becomes possible. Building requirements reflect that reality. Homes need toughened or double-glazed glass, metal or bushfire-resistant cladding, tightly sealed roofs, and reduced vegetation around the house. Landscaping becomes just as important as construction. Fuel loads must be managed. Plants must be chosen carefully. And gaps around the structure must be eliminated. In BAL 29 areas, leaving early on high-risk days is often the safest decision. BAL 40 is the second highest category and signals very high bushfire exposure. Homes in this rating may face extreme radiant heat, heavy ember storms, and a strong likelihood of flame contact. Construction standards become extremely strict. Materials must be non-combustible. Windows and doors require high fire resistance. Metal mesh shutters may be needed. At this level, defending a home during a fire becomes dangerous, even for experienced adults. An evacuation is almost always the recommended response. Fire agencies often state that in BAL 40 conditions, the priority is saving lives, not buildings. Finally, we reach BALFZ, or flame zone. This is the highest risk category and represents potential direct exposure to flames, extreme heat levels, and constant ember attack. Construction in flame zone areas is highly specialized, sometimes resembling industrial-grade fire protection. Homes may require non-combustible external walls, multi-layer glazing systems, steel shutters, fully enclosed subfloors, and stringent landscaping controls. In many BALFZ scenarios, emergency services will not attempt direct property defense during the peak of the fire because conditions are simply too dangerous. For families, the message is clear. Even well-built homes cannot guarantee survival in flame zone conditions. Leaving early is the safest and most realistic plan. Behind all these BAL categories is a detailed assessment process. An assessor examines the vegetation surrounding your home, the density and height of that vegetation, the slope of the land, which influences how fast fire moves, the distance between the home and fuel sources, and historical fire behavior. These factors are combined using the national standard AS3959, which has been shaped by decades of research into how bushfires interact with buildings. No matter which BAL rating applies to your property, there are some universal principles every Australian household should follow. Keep gutters clear of leaves and debris. Maintain a zone around your home that reduces fuel for fire. Store flammable items well away from the house. Ensure hoses can reach all sides of the building. Prepare and practice a fire plan every season. Know your trigger points for leaving and make sure children understand what to do if smoke, embers, or alerts appear suddenly. And stay across the daily fire danger ratings. They are designed to guide your decisions. The BAL system matters more every year. Our climate is shifting, and extreme fire events are becoming more common. BAL ratings help people build safer homes, plan better evacuation strategies, and communicate risk clearly across the whole household. When young people learn about BAL early, they grow into adults who understand fire behavior and respect the land they live on. Remember, a BAL rating is not about fear, it's about awareness. A well-prepared home has a much greater chance of surviving a bushfire. But the safest option on dangerous days is always to leave early. Understanding your BAL rating helps you make informed decisions long before a crisis arrives. It's a foundation for smarter design, safer families, and stronger communities living in the Australian bush. This audio is brought to you by Fire Rescue Classifieds.